The suspension of the health benefits of a counselor who was found to be in violation of town council's code of conduct was discussed briefly at town council last night after local journalist Bruce Wark asked about the issue in question period. CIO Jamie Burke told Wark that the suspension of Councillor Bruce Finney's benefits, though not specifically mentioned in the motion as read at council's July 12th meeting, was implied in the phrasing of the motion.
I guess the commonly understood legal definition of remuneration includes benefits. So what's happened, I guess, is that we've got a little error in the minutes that were approved, although the meaning of the motion doesn't change.
Councillor Michael Tower read Finney's suspension motion on July 12th and last night said he would not have done so had he known that the councillor's health benefits were included.
The benefits were mentioned during our discussion,
okay. And
I didn't agree with that part of it. And when I got the motion to read and it did not include benefits, was the reason why I made that motion. I wouldn't have made it if I saw the benefits were part of it.
Other councillors said they understood that benefits were included in the motion they approved. Councillor Alison Butcher quoted from the Merriam-Webster definition of remuneration, the word used in the motion to censure Finney.
The definition of it includes all compensation, of which the medical plan is one. That's how I see it.
Councillor Bill Evans also said he understood benefits were part of the suspension.
We had a discussion. It was clear to everybody what we were going to do. The motion was read as Councillor Tower read it, and we unanimously voted in favor of it. So there was no mistake about what we did.
Finney had not been aware of the 2-month suspension of benefits and found out when he visited a pharmacy to have some prescriptions filled and was told his plan was cancelled. The suspension came after the town hired a consultant to look at a number of complaints against the outspoken councillor. The consultant advised council that Finney had breached their code of conduct by saying he had concerns with the town's hiring practices and by questioning whether university students moving to Sackville should be allowed to vote in municipal elections. The consultant's fee to produce the recommendation was about $10,000. A councillor's annual salary for the town of Sackville is about $7,800.